Before we begin the Yesterim V'Arba'ah this Nezikin, I just asked yesterday about the Shloisha Asar of this Nezikin. Taisa says, Dinayim Yud Beis. I asked that's really Dinayim Yud Aleph because Shem and Regel have the same Dinim. So someone suggested, no one found me the Kasha inside. Someone suggested a teretz that there is a slight difference between Shein and Regel. Shein and Regel are both Pater B'Shus HaRabin, but Shein does pay Mashen HaHenes. Shein B'Shus HaRabin, you do have to pay Mashen HaHenes. Whatever Hanor the owner had, he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have to feed the animal. So there is a slight difference between Shein and Regel, Gabi Mashen HaHenes. Maybe that's enough to make it that's not the Niyam Shavas.
For Shane
hasn't. See, right. That's what I hear. Regel also pays Mashen HaHenes. Just there's no Hanas, so you don't pay anything. Right? So in theory, the Dinim are the same, Shane and Regel. What? Regel? It never does, because Regel doesn't have Hanas. Probably, because the same Siba that would be Mechayev Mashen HaHenes by Shein is just the Siba that it's something called Mishtar Shalai. It's something that the owner gained by eating the street. Now he doesn't have to feed it. If there would be such a Metzius by Regel, it would be the same thing. It's just there's no such Metzius by Regel.
Isn't the difference between Shein and Regel that Regel doesn't have
it? It's a difference in Taich, but then you could then Shem HaSachar and Seicher. The taich is different. Shem HaSachar is a guardian. So, that's true. So it's true. The regel by definition doesn't have anah. Definition of shame is anah. Yeah, not every shame do you pay. If an animal scratches its back against the wall and knocks down the wall, that's shame. But you don't pay Mashen HaHenes. The owner didn't have any hanah that the animal scratches back. The owner doesn't care if its back itches or bad, the animal's back doesn't itch. Just the owner eats something at a time that it would normally eat a meal, so then it saves. So what you're really saying is that Regel, by definition, never has hanah. Shane generally does. So maybe, I don't have a better tag.
You're not paying hanah because you're a master Shane. Anytime, so that the father borrowed the camera and comes later. It's not one shame. They pay Hanah. Hanah is
always it's a separate Siva. It's Mechayev.
Yeah.
It's not Halacha and Shane. It's true. It's not from the Dean of Shane and Isaac. It's true. It's true. Even by Oinus, where Oinus is Potter, you still pay Mashen HaHenes, right? By Nofal Lagina. No, but it's Potter B'Shus HaRabin. I mean, when Shane is Potter, the animal ate $100 fruits, so the owner saves, he would have fed it grass, which is $5. So he has to pay, even though he's Potter B'Shus HaRabin, the $5 he pays. Did the Torah write? There's separate. There's no parashah. Only three parashiyos in Mishpatim, but from a Ribui Hakra we learn that Seicher.
So maybe that's the
Rib. By Shein and Regel, it's
right
to
it. It's also one pasuk.
It's your word.
The
Shilah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's
not. Yeah, I suspect that by Sefer it's the same thing. I can't quote it, but I'm pretty sure it's not. Okay. Let's see Reb Chiya. Tani Reb Chiya. Esrim V'Arba'ah Avos Nezikin. So we're working our way up. We went from 4 to 13, now 24, which means we have to add 11 more. What are the 11? Esrim V'Arba'ah Avos Nezikin. Teshlumei Kefel V'Teshlumei Arba'ah V'Chamisha. It's 2. Gan V'Gazlin is 4. Edim Zaymin is 5. Enes Mefata Maiti Shemra, that's 8. V'Tamei Medamei Menaseh, that's 11. So that's the extra 11 Terachayiv. Tani twice during the 13 from before, Ha Esrin Varba. So you have altogether 24. So what are we adding? Most of the list we're adding are halachas in the Torah, parshias in the Torah, Ganav, Gazlan, Edom, Zedman. These are all different parshias in the Torah. The three that catch our interest are Metame, Medame, Menaseh. These are not parshias necessarily in the Torah. Torah talks about being Metame something, but it doesn't talk about being Metame someone else's thing. That's a mazik of Metame, Medame, Menaseh. So these are the three that sort of catch our attention that we have to try to understand. Metame is easy enough. What's Taish Metame? That you're Metame someone else's thing. What's the Chiddush in Metame that you're Chayiv? There has to be some Chiddush in all these three. Otherwise, I could have given you a list of 100 different ways of being mazik somebody. You know, a person can be mazik, yeah, only metame of that menasech. You can't think of other ways to be mazik someone. You could pour basar into his chalav also, or chalav into his basar. Right? There are many ways that you could be mazik. Must be each of these three has a chiddush. So metame, what would you say the chiddush is? It's the most any nicker of all the sheni nickers. You're metame, there's no physical change taking place at all. I think that's the chiddush of Medame. Medame, what's the chiddush of Medame? What's Medame? First of all, Rashi says it means you mix truma into cholin. Now, what's the chiddush of Medame, mixing truma into cholin? It's not also for everyone. Because if a kayin, the kayin could eat the mixture. So it's less of a hezek in a certain way. Even a kayin, it's a hezek, because now the cholin is worth less. It's true, it's a hezek for everybody. And in the market value of the cholin, you knocked it down when you're medame. He doesn't have less hanoah if the kayin himself eats it, but the value went down. So maybe that's the chiddush. I would have asked, why does it say medame? Why does it say you mix nevela into cholin? Or you mix, like I said, basan to chalav. So maybe here the chiddush is that it's still physically possible to have, at least for Kayin, to have the same hanoah he would have had. So it's a ktsas chiddush. Medame, menaseh, we're going to get to menaseh in a minute. Menaseh is liquids. Medame is truma and cholin. Shlomizama writes that in Medame there's a chiddush that Medchulin truma is lavd after liquids. Most truma is not liquid. So if you mix, let's say you have 10 apples of truma and 10 apples of chulin, and you mix them together, and you put all 20 apples into one basket mixed, then those 20 apples, that's dead in Yechayiv because you made the value go down. Truma apples are worth less than chulin apples. So when you mix the 10 into the 10, you cause the value of the mixture to go down. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the chiddush is, and he actually doesn't say it as a chiddush, he says it as a kasha, that you really didn't do anything. When you take 10 truma apples and 10 chulin apples, and you put them together, what did you do? You didn't change anything. If somebody would be smart enough to recognize which are the 10 truma, which are the 10 chulin, you just pull it out and separate it. All you really did sort of is cause the person to be confused. He doesn't know which is truma, which is chulin. So he says it's a very big chiddush that you chayiv. I would think it's a grama. Let's say somebody has a package of a bushel of the apples of truma and a bushel of apples of chulin, and one they have labels on them. It says truma, it says chulin, and you come, you rip off the labels. So you chayiv, you're a mazik. I don't mean to cost the label. But he had two bushels, one of chulin, one of truma, and they were labeled. So if a bushel of chulin, let's say, is worth $100, a bushel of truma is worth $50. Now you went, you ripped the label off both of them. Now he doesn't know which is truma, which is chulin. He has to treat them both as truma. Would you say that that's a mazik or a grama if you rip off a label? I would think that that's a grama ba'alma. I didn't damage the apples, the same apples they were there before. So Kamash Malan, that here, that if you mix them together physically, that somehow that is a din of a mazik. He says, Tzarchi, why? But he says that's the Kamash, that it seems a chiddush in Asogya, that when you mix two dry things together, two Dvarim Yevashim together, and they become Aser, that's creating an Iser. I guess it's an Iser Shein and Iker. But you're creating an Iser in these apples, the apples that are now mixed together. That's a chiddush. We debated that whether if an animal, when we discussed that sugya, we debated whether that's true. I think we felt that wasn't true. If even if you wash the apples, the papers off, that they're still damaged. You can't sell them without telling the person. Alright, so that's the chiddush l'chayra of medame. And Menasech is the third. The Menasech we're going to have to spend some time on, because Rashi talks about Menasech in a way that brings up some problems. What's the Taich Menasech? So Rashi brings two pshatim. One pshat he says is correct, and one pshat Rashi says is not correct. The correct pshat, the correct Taich of Menasech, Rashi says, is that a person takes wine and he pours it l'shem avodah zarah, or he shakes it l'shem avodah zarah, whatever they do, he shakes up the wine l'shem avodah zarah. The wine now becomes yayin nesef, becomes asa bahanah. So if it's someone else's wine, so he's a mazik, and that's the mazik of menasech. So that we call menasech mamish. It's mamish menasech the wine. Then Rashi says, don't think pshat is Taich Menasech, is that he mixed Yayin Nesech into ordinary wine, that he, Reuven went over to Shimon. Shimon had a bottle of good wine, and Reuven went and he poured into it some Yayin Nesech wine. Now the Taruvus is Aser, so Chayru Reuven's a Mazik. So for Rashi, that's not true. Why? Menasech has Yayin Lekala Meimash and Nischa B'Yayin Nesech Shazarech Bayim. He's not causing him a half sin. If someone comes and takes Yayin Esech and pours it into my wine, I have a barrel of wine, I have a gallon of wine. And he comes and he pours in a gallon of Yayin Esech. Now it's a mixture of Yayin Esech and Yayin Chulin. So Chayri was mafsid me. The whole thing is asabahanon. So Rashi, no, he wasn't mafsid me. I can sell the mixture to a guy. I could sell this mixture to a guy and get my money. In other words, let's say a gallon of wine is worth, it depends on what the wine is, let's say this gallon of wine is worth $50. So I have a gallon of wine worth $50. You come, you pour a gallon of Yayin Nesech in. Now I have 2 gallons. So I'm allowed to sell those 2 gallons for $50. I can't sell for $100 because then I'm having enough in the Yayin Nesech. But if I sell it for the same $50 that the chulin was worth, then it's okay. So Rashi, so therefore, you're not mazik me if you mix Yayin Nesech into my wine, because I'm allowed to sell it for my original value. And Mimela, there was no Aveira, that there was no Hezek that was done. So Ishtaita and Rashi. So right away you would ask, if so, what? If so, what?
He's getting a law. He's like, buy 2 for the price of 1.
I mean, people are going to buy it quickly. But if you don't get more money for it, so what do you have? People smile at you. Well, I had $50 worth of wine before.
It's not supposed to be us.
Why should the whole? Well, Rashi says the whole thing is not us. So the Isser is only the Isser Shabbai. That's what Rashi said. But remember, you don't pay. A Mazik doesn't pay for losing Hanoi. You only pay for losing value. Yeah, but on the other hand, the guy is going to jump to buy it because now he's actually getting twice as much.
then you're getting hung up from the fact that you're having.
You can find out how much a non-kosher wine will cost per gallon.
It could be the same price.
The non-kosher wine is cheaper than the kosher wine. So I'm going to lose money. I don't know what. It was double the amount. People are going to buy it. Yeah, you'll be able to get your $50 for it because you're giving them double the amount. Now you can't have enough on the extra amount, but I'm not really having a. I'm not having the extra amount. Didn't give me a net hanah. The extra amount made it worse, and made it, and some of the making worse was balanced out by the fact that the that to the guy it looks like more.
If non-kosher wine has a lower value than the kosher wine, then it doesn't make a difference, because that means that the wine is really worth, say, $25.
No, the wine is worth it. It's kosher wine. It's kosher wine. It's worth $50.
Right, but you couldn't sell it as kosher wine.
I can't sell it as kosher wine.
The
because
the guy's buying it for $50 is because he gets the extra yang nasa.
Okay, but I'm... No, no, because if the yang nasa wouldn't be here, I would get $50 anyway. I'm just limiting the damage that the INSF did. The INSF did a certain amount of damage, so it's being redeemed by the fact that there's a bigger quantity. So the guy's going to buy it. But I'm not having a net hanah from it. If you're looking in two steps, I'm having hanah. But in the net, the deal, I'm not having hanah. Either you're going to ask that if so medama the same thing, when it mixed truma and tacholin, why can't I sell? I could also sell the mixture for its value. So Teretz says, because only a kohen can buy it, it'll be worth less. So Ben Adam, only a kohen is going to buy it, it's worth less. But Shenkin here, presumably there's enough of a market that it'll be worth more. Okay, so that's why it's not shvar. Okay. Alright, so that's Menasseh. Now, today we're going to talk about Menasseh. It's really two separate discussions. What's the chiddush of Menasseh? Of Rashi's Menasseh. Of the correct shot of Menasseh. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Okay, we have to talk about two things. What Rashi says is the correct shot in Menasseh, that you're Menasseh Chayachadei, right? And what Rashi says is the incorrect shot, which is that your ma'ariv yayinesech becholin. Rashi says that that's not correct. Let's start with this pshat, the incorrect pshat. Rashi says it's not correct to say that if you mix yayinesech into becholin, that there's a hezek, because it's not emes. It's not emes. There is no hezek. So Rashi is shver for two reasons. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, it really means to ask this on Rashi, to argue with Rashi. Tosfos says, Menasech, pligi baba nizakin, the machlekes in the Gemara, chad omer menasech mamish, the chad omer ma'arev, it's the machlekes there, Rav and Shmuel, I think, if it means mixing it in mamish, or menasech mamish. So the Maram asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say it's not a correct shot? If you mix Yayin Esach into Cholin, that's one of the two pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara has that pshat. Gemara in Gittin has one pshat in the Masik of Menasseh, that you mix Yayin Nesach into good wine. So the Masha says that Rashi's very shver. What does Rashi say? That Menasseh can't mean that your Ma'arev. Rashi's wrong. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says Menasseh means it's Ma'arev. The Rashi's a Pella. It's a Sisera Gemara. That's one Shira Kaid on Rashi. The second Kasha on Rashi, the Shiltek Yibayrim in the back asks that even Rashi's din is not true. If you mix Yayin Nesach into good Yayin, the whole Tarubis is Asa Bahana. You're not allowed to sell it for Dmei HaYayin Shabbat. The Shiltek Yibayrim brings Rashi himself in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Rashi himself says that if Yayin Nesach gets mixed into normal Yayin, Rashi says, Yayin Nesach and Yayin Kosher, Osa Ba'ana B'chol Shehu. Even if a mashu of Yayin Nesach, Rashi Shita is, even a mashu of Yayin Nesach that falls into wine, asses the whole wine, Heta Nasa Isser. The Heta turns to Isser. So the whole din of Rashi is not Emes. The Rashi says that if you pour Yayin Nesach into regular wine, that you're not a mazik, because he can get his $50 for it anyway. They're selling it to a guy. It's not true you get $50 for it. The Gemara says that the Rashi himself says that Yayin is Asas B'kol Shehu. Even those who argue with Rashi hold Yayin Asas Echad B'meya, and Asas is a mixture of 1 in 100. So if you mix it in, the 1 in 100, the 1 in less than 100 Asas, it also Asas, the whole thing is Asas. These are two very shvera kashas on Rashi, and it seems almost impossible to say a glatta teretz. How are you going to answer Rashi Soyser or Gemara, and Rashi Soyser or Rashi? Very shaka, they're not svara terutzim, they're terutzim, that it's a stira. Rashi says it's not a pshat, and the Gemara says it is a pshat. And Rashi says that it's mutter, and Rashi and Avodah Zarah says it's also a very shvera kasha. So Reb Shmuel, in the Chiddush Reb Shmuel, in the Torah of Shmuel's, Reb Shmuel says a beautiful teretz that answers both kashas. Reb Shmuel is in Shir Hay Ois Dalad. And very geshmaka teretz. He says, his teretz is based on the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that when it says avos, it has to be a deraisa. Whenever we talk about avos, it's a deraisa. It's really a svara. At the Rabbanon, we wouldn't call a av hamazik. At the Rabbanon, there's a gzeira to something, or it's a later takana. Avos nizikin has to be a deraisa. Memeila zaktrab Shmuel. Our sugya and our Rashi is talking about the deraisa dika mazik of menasech. Min haTorah, there's a certain mazik of menasech. What is that? So Rashi says that is someone who pours yayin shachavera lavay dezara. That's the deraisa mazik of menasech. If you mix yayin nesech with yayin cholin, Zot Rashi, you're allowed to sell it for Demei Chulin Shavai. Rashi is only saying that min haTorah, you're allowed to sell it for Demei Yayin Chulin Shavai. The Din Deraisa is that if you mix Yayin Nesach with Yayin Chulin, it's mutter to take that taruvis and sell it for the, like we said, for the $50 that there is, because min haTorah, the issa hanah, is only like if you have a net hanah from it, you have no gain from it. Min haTorah, it's mutter. When Rashi holds that if yayin nesa falls into yayin shalchulin, you're not allowed to sell it for the mecholin shabai. That heta nasa iser, that even the heter in the mixture becomes iser. That concept that the heter becomes iser when it's a mixture of two wines, that's only a drabbanim. That's only a din drabbanim. There's no din Torah that heter nasa iser except by basu b'chalav. There's a din of chaticha nas nevela, but there's no din that heter turns into iser because you mix it. That's all drabbanim. That's a harchaka. The din Torah is that if you mix Yayin Nesach into Mutadika wine, min haTorah, you're allowed to sell it for the Demei of the mixture Shabbai. That's what Rashi says here. The two kashas are both not Shver. The kasha from Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Rashi there is talking Midrabbanon. Rashi's talking Halacha L'Maisa. Midrabbanon, if you mix Yayin Nesach with good wine, the whole mixture is Asabana. That's true. The whole mixture is Asabana. And midrabbanon, you're zichra mazik, and you have to pay. And that's the Gemara in Gittin that says Menasech is somebody who's Ma'ariv, and you have to pay Avada, Rashi's Maida, that elsewhere where it talks about it in Masechta's Gittin, it talks about the Aveira of Menasech, that is a that's if you mix it, that you're a Mazik. Avada, you're a Mazik. If you create a Mitzvah Rabban, you're also a Mazik. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. This Gemara is saying Menasech is an Avos Nezikin. It's one of the Chavtal and Avos. To be an Av, it has to be a Daraisa. So for Rashi, here we're talking about a Daraisa. To be a Daraisa Dikav, that's only Shayach if you're Menasech Mamish. Not if you mix Taruvis. Because mixing Taruvis, Minat Torah doesn't ask a Bahanah. You can still have a Nami Menu. And that is Sahanah, is only in a Sahanah Midrabanah. So Memela, the answer to both kashas are Rashi. That Rashi is Moida Halacha L'Maisa Menasech of Ma'arev is a Mazik. And the whole thing's Asabana, that's all Midrabanan. But to be an Av, then it has to be a Deraisa. Memela, Rashi said that only one of the two Taichin makes sense in our Gemara, and that's the Taich of Menasech Mamish. This is the Rav Shmuel, that's a beautiful teretz. So the answer is both kashas by separating our Gemara from the other Gemaras. Our Gemara is talking about Torah, the other Gemaras are talking about Rabbah. So that solves half of the problems with Rashi, the problem with the part of Rashi, the Lekha Lameva. Now we turn to the other half of Rashi. The other half of Rashi is Menasech Yayin Lavoy Dezarov. What could be a problem? L'charetz Pashat. Menasech Yayin Lavoy Dezara. You're mazik the other person's wine. You pour his wine to Avoy Dezara, so you're a mazik. So the truth is, in Rashi, there is no difficulty. But I have to tell you a little more information from the 10th parak. And there's a bit of a problem with what says in Shulchan Aruch. If a Yid goes over to another Yid, and he must be angry at him or something, so he takes his wine, he wants to get him, he takes the wine and he pours it, or it doesn't have to be poured. If it's an open bottle and you mishashech, you shake it, so he takes his friend, his not friend, his other, the other Yid's wine, and he says, I'm shaking him l'shem avei dezara, I'm being mazik here. Is that wine osir? L'chayr was saying it's osir. It's not true. We assume that this yid, these are from a yid. He's being like it after this hour all of a sudden. We assume what? It's cast is kilo, okay. But that's from a yid and do, unfortunately. Cast. But Avoy Dezara, you think he really means Avoy Dezara? You and I know, what's he doing? He wants to get at the other guy. He wants to mitzar him. So he's taking his wine, he's saying, I'll be Meshach L'Shem Avoy Dezara. Does he really mean L'Shem Avoy Dezara? The Shulchan Aruch says that we assume he's just L'Tzurei Kamachavin. He doesn't mean L'Shem Avoy Dezara. The wine's not Osir. It's not Osir. If a frumah yid takes someone else's wine and wants to be mazik him and it's menasel shem avei dezara, it's not awesome. If the same thing in Hilchos Shechita, in Siman Dalet, if someone shechts someone else's animal a shem avei dezara, it's not a regular frumah yid. I'm not talking about avei dezara. A frumah yid comes and he shechts someone else's animal a shem avei dezara. It's not awesome. We say l'tzurei kamachavin. He's only trying to bluff to cause the other person pain. But he doesn't really mean L'Shem Avoy Dezara.
Yeah, sure, if he doesn't mean Avoy Dezara, he just wants to get him a
form. But yeah. There it became an Avoy Dezara by the previous owner who bowed down to it. There were Goyim that were Avoy Dezara. It became an Avoy Dezara. Now when he's having that, no, it's also Bahana. But here we are coming to make it, to do it L'Shem Avoy Dezara. We assume he doesn't really mean it. So how do you have a case of Menasseh? Good. How do you have a case of Menasseh? So Shulchan Aruch says either if the person's taka a mumer lava nizara, he's the person who means it. The Shulchan Aruch says a second case. If you have yayin shel shutfin, you have a barrel of wine that belongs to two shutfin, and one shutf comes and he's menasef the entire barrel of shem avodah zarah. Now, and we're talking about a firm person now. Being menasef the whole barrel of shem avodah zarah, what do you think? Huh? See the tzurei kamachavim. So Shulchan Aruch says he's not the tzurei kamachavim because he's asking his own wine also. He's a shutif. He's answering the whole barrel. He went in front of two Aiden. He said, I'm being menasa this barrel of Shem Avei Dezareth. See, he's answering his. So must be he really means it. L'shem Yisach Avei Dezareth. Must be he really means it L'shem Avei Dezareth. So Shulchan Aruch says that that's the second Hefetimtza where you could have a case of menasech, of this din of menasech, which is Shin Pei Hei Shulchan Aruch. And Sifbeis, I believe. And it's a raya. Well, the Bezin's going to tell him that he can't use it. He's doing it.
So he didn't really mean it. He thought he's going to make believe that he's doing it because he doesn't want to.
Why would he ask for his own wine? He's taking his own wine and making it the wine that Bezin's going to tell him.
Why would he ask it when he's doing it? He's doing it as a joke. He doesn't really mean what he's doing.
Stam Azai Yid goes over to a bottle of wine as menasef. You have to assume he means it. Why would a person?
Why would he ask for John wine?
Maybe he has a tithe to be a Avodah Zarah. I don't know.
Same thing over here when the guy's trying to mitzar. Say he has a tithe to be Avodah Zarah.
So when he's done trying to be mitzar him, we assume that he doesn't mean Hashem Avodah Zarah. Why should we assume if we know a motive? Why should we plug in a motive? If we know he's motivated to cause mitzar, why should I say he also is motivated Hashem Avodah Zarah? Sheikhain, when he takes shalshutfis, yain shalshutfis. And he takes the wine of Shutfim, and his and someone else's, so what's he thinking? So Shulchan Aruch says, he's thinking, he must be thinking of Avodah Zarah, he's asking his own wine. What? So maybe he needs to be Mitzara Shutif, but would he ruin his own wine to be Mitzara Shutif? People do that?
If he would ruin his wine, Stam is all he wants to.
What? To ruin your own for someone else.
If he's ruining his wine not even be Mitzarish, he ruined his wine to be Mitzarish.
Maybe as a type of Rabbi Mitzarah.
So he would ruin his wine. So what's the.
Well, the question is he doing it for Rabbi Mitzarah? Is he doing it to be Mitzarah? The other guy?
The svara of that, because it's his, he's also ruining his. How does that apply here?
Well, if he's ruining his, it shows that he means Rabbi Mitzarah. Once he means Avodah Zarah, so he's doing the same shuk for the whole barrel of wine. The truth is, the machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says that even then, letzurei kamachavim. If a guy wants to cause another person tzar, he doesn't care, cost him money. You know, the Rosh says, even then, letzurei kamachavim. But the Rambam ends up not that way. In the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the Rambam. That when you're menasach, yayin shel shutfin, the Rambam says, that's the case of menasach. You're menasach, yayin shel shutfin. And you're mishashach, yours together with someone else's. Our umdana is that you mean avodah zarah. Because the tzurei kamachavim, you wouldn't ruin your own wine. And our umdana is that you mean both. You mean both the shem avodah zarah. And bang, the whole thing is us. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that's the case of Menasech. You can have Menasech of Asogya, either a friar, even a is Menasech, or even a from Yid, if he's Menasech, Yain Shal Shutfim, we assume he means it, L'Shem Avay Dezar. Yain, that he's a Shutfim with someone else, we assume he means. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, fine. The problem with this is that this machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, is also brought in Hilchos Shchita, in Simen Dalet Sif Dalet. It's also brought in Hilchos Shchita. I know some of you are learning Hilchos Shchita. It's not exactly the most halachah l'maaseh dika sif in Hilchos Shchita, but the case there is a yid goes and he shechts an animal l'shem avaydazarah. So if it's his animal, it's awesome. If it's someone else's animal, and he shechts l'shem avaydazarah, we say l'tzurei kamachavim. It's only mechavim to cause tzar to the other person. That's not avaydazarah. If it's the behemah shel shutfim, let's say Reuven and Shimon are shutfim in an animal, and Reuven, who's otherwise we think of from Yid, and Reuven walks over to the animal and he shechts it and he says, "Areini shechet l'shem avaydazara," and he shechts it l'shem avaydazara. What do we do now? Do we assume that he means l'shem avaydazara? Do we assume he means l'tzurei? So Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas. I believe the Seder is, it brings Yeshayimrim, the Rambam Shita, that it's Aser. The Yeshayimrim, the Rosh Shita, that it's Mutter. It's the Seder in the Shulchan Aruch, which means that it's a Sveika Dedin. It's a Safik of an Issa Derais, it'll be Aser. But it's a Safik in Halacha, so in Mela it's Aser. The problem is the Steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Why in Hilchas Shechita it brings both Shechitas? It brings side the Ramban and side the Rosh. And the language is even more mashmah tonight to the Rosh. Because the rule is when it's two Yeshayimrims, the Mechaba was knighted to the second. Here it brings two Shechitas in Yaradeh. And in Chayshin Mishpat, where it talks about someone being Mazik, someone else through Menasech, it just says them that if you're Menasech, Yayin Shal Shutfim, that belong to Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's Menasech, the Yayin Shal Shutfim, we assume Lenesech HaMechavim. It's not Letzurek HaMechavim. We assume it means L'shem HaVaydazar. What's a Hezber in that difference? Why in Yeredeya you bring both Shittas? And in Chayshin Mishpat, you bring only the Machmir, the Rambam.
Is
shechting the Shem Avayda Zara in the Torah? There's no Nafkamina, it's not calling it Avos Nezikin.
Menasech
in the Torah. Menasech. Oh, that's Jimmy. You mean the Issa needs to derive the so passing of Chumrah. But the Issa to be Nehenna from the Behemoth at Shech Lashem of Avedazar is also derive. They're both Yisurim derive. They're both the same as the derive.
From
Shechita. The Issa, this Ahanor. So it's the same as Ahanor. So it's the same as Issa. If anything, in Chashem Mishpat, it should bring both, because in Chashem Mishpat, he could say, I hold back the Rosh. So this appears to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. And Reb Shimon in the Shari Yashir deals with this. And it's not just Stama Reb Shimon. It's a very sadistic Reb Shimon who deals with the following question. I'd like to put aside the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. We have what appears to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Why in Yeredeya he brings both Shittas, and why in Chayshim Mishpat he brings one? We'll put it aside for a few minutes. And I'd like to share with you a Reb Shimon in Shar Aleph. It's from Perek Tes through Perek Yud. These big Yisaitis the Reb Shimon has in the rules of the Surah Hanah. Reb Shimon is dan beikar the following shayla. If I take your thing, whatever you have, let's say you have a piece of meat, you have a car, you have a keli, I make it into a suffix deraisa. I give it a din of suffix issa deraisa. Am I a mazik or am I not a mazik? Am I chayiv or am I potter? Follow the question. You have a behemah, and I do something to the behemah that's a suffix treifus, let's say. I take your behemoth, I'm learning Hilchas Treifus, I know that certain holes in certain parts of the animal are a suffix treifus. So I go to your animal and I damage your animal in a way that makes it a suffix treifus. Was I mazik you or I wasn't mazik you? Take a pin and I stick a pin into an animal, I make a hole in the heart in a way, or a hole in the lungs of the animal in a way that's a suffix derives. Am I a mazik? Well, what do you think? Am I a mazik or am I a suffix mazik? Or am I not a mazik? No? Vaday a mazik. How can I be vaday a mazik and maybe I didn't do anything?
Whatever you look at, it's something that I'm on the pool of the Kumro, the Rabbanu Yerayis, the animal is now usher in. Now we usher in this person.
I caused you a hazik because till now you had an animal you could use. And now you have an animal you cannot use.
The
psak is, it's awesome. Does everyone agree with that? Does everyone agree that if I take your good animal and I turn it into a suffix deraisadik animal, that I should be chayiv if I was vade mazikim? What? Is it a grama? No, I took a pin, I stuck it through the animal. I did a damage to it, which renders it not usable. The svara is a good svara. The svara is a great svara, except that there's a beferish gemara that says the opposite. Reb Shimon's masking, the svara is, if I take your animal, I make it a suffix deraisa, so if you go to 100 rabbanim, they're all going to pass it that you're not allowed to use it. So I'm a mazik. The problem is a Gemara. Gemara is on Tzadik Testament days. Ahu magrimusa the osala kame derav. There was an animal that was shechted with one of the five incorrect types of sheet is called hagrama. So there was a magrumusa that came in front of Rav, tarfe. Rav said that it's treif. Upatre letevach melishlume. And he said that the butcher doesn't have to pay. Why did he say the butcher doesn't have to pay? So there could be many reasons, but this Gemara says that it's talking in a case where it was a suffix isura. Whatever the sheikh did created a suffix isura. So Rav said the animal is treif, it's a suffix isura deraisa, but the mazik is potter because the mazik, maybe it's not treif. Maybe it's kosher. Maybe he wasn't mazik. So Rav said that he's potter from pay. Question is, why? The chayra, the svara is that, like you said, if the butcher, the sheikh, took the person's perfectly good animal and shechted it in a way, he did a type of hagrama kamal moli machat, a small amount of hagrama, which is a suffix, if it's kosher or treif. Rav Paskin is treif. Why is the sheikhit not a mazik? Why isn't the sheikhit considered to be a mazik and he should have to pay for what he did? That's what Reb Shimon is coming to explain. That's what Reb Shimon is coming to explain. And Reb Shimon explains it by putting down two yesaidis, which are yesaidis Reb Shimon uses in other places of Shas. And after putting down the two yesaidis, he comes out with a hesed. His two yesaidis are the following. Reb Shimon's first yesaid, which is in Perek Tes, to explain it, let me give you an example. Let's say you have a person who's, it's Yom Tov, he wants to cook supper. So he goes to cook, And if he cooks meat for supper, for Yom Tov, Avada, it's no malacha, it's mutlach achila. He goes and he cooks a piece of nevela for supper. Even let's say he's a shaygek, he doesn't know. Takes a piece of meat, that's nevela. He bought it in Nebuchadnezzar by this guy. That's a piece of nevela. And he cooked it on Yom Tov. A lot of Yidden, unfortunately, he probably didn't. But that, is the person over on Bishul B'yamtif Shaloi L'tzarech? Shaloi L'tzarech Achal Nefesh. He cooked a piece of nevela on Yamtif. And he ate it. Did he do a malach in that Bishul?
Yes.
Huh? Is that?
There was someone.
Let's assume that you need Hanasa Echel Nefesh. Okay, because this thing is good. Let's assume you need Hanasa Echel Nefesh. Is there a malacha of cooking on Yom Tov? Huh?
Why not
he
ate it?
What?
He ate it.
So l'chayr is no malacha. There's a Gemara on Bay on Daf Yud Beis, which says that somebody who cooks gid anasha b'cholav. The Gemara is a case of somebody who does one thing, he's over five aveiros. He cooks gid anasha b'cholav and he eats it. So the Gemara says he's over five aveiros. One of them is Bishul B'yantif. So Shimon says, why is he over Bishul B'yantif? He cooked it and he ate it. Why is he over Bishul B'yantif? So Shimon says the following hanacha. He says that if you have a piece of meat, is it food? It's food. You ask everyone, it's food. Let's say you have a piece of leather, a boot. Is a boot food? No. Let's say you have a mishugana who wants to cook the boot and eat it. You take a rubber boot and he cooks it and he eats it. Is he ever ambitious beyond this? Of course he is. It's not shavalach al nefesh. Who eats boots? Right? So if this Meshuggah cooks a boot and cooks it and eats it on Yom Tov, he's over on Bishul B'yantif. Zakt Reb Shimon, when the Torah says that something is osa ba'achila, it's ois oichel. It's not food. It looks like food, and it smells like food, and it tastes like food, but it's not food. If the Torah said that nevela is something you're not allowed to eat, that means klape a yid, and Rav Shimon's lashon is that the chayfetz changes. It's not a chesed oichel. It's not food. He says, he compares it, let's say you would have a piece of meat that's laced with poison. Somebody took a piece of meat and he laced it with cyanide. Is that meat food? Is that food? That's not food. It's poison. Zakt Reb Shimon, when the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a piece of meat, that chayfetz became ois food. It's not food anymore. It becomes a chefzad isura. It becomes an object of iser. And now, if someone cooks it on Yom Tov, he's chayiv, because he didn't cook food. He thought it was food, but it wasn't. And he's over on the iser deraisa bishul b'yom tov shalai b'tzarech achal nefesh.
But
you cook something that's not food. If you cook a boot and you eat it and you have anah, you're still over. The Gemara says it's not shavu chanash.
If I treat this for a fool, I shouldn't have to make the bracha for the anah either.
If you eat treifus for a fool, the Torah said now it became food again. Because if somebody is a chalash yesh besakana, the Torah said it is food.
So it will be here.
How? For you it's not food. You're not allowed to eat this food. Another nafkamina. Shavala chal nefesh is tali in yidden. That's a good question. Let's say only Jews, there's a food that only goyim like. What? Feistais is tali in yidden. A guy, if he would have this nevela, would also that'd be a lady. It's just by him, there's no nevela. The Gemara says that after Evanachai, it says by Ginasha Bechala. The another thing. Let's say somebody sold treifa food. He sold treifa food, and the person bought it and he ate it, and now you find out it's treif. Is he entitled to his money back if he ate it already? What did he do? He came to the store and he gave $10 for a piece of steak, and he ate the steak. Why did he give the $10? He wanted to enjoy his steak. The shot's nice, he enjoyed it. Is he entitled to a refund? So Tezach Chayshim Mishpat, that, now I'm not talking if he still has it. If he didn't eat it and he still has it, of course he could return it and get his money back. It's Mekartos. So he ate it. Shulchan Aruch, it says that if the food is awesome in Atayra, even if he ate it, he's entitled to get his money back. If it's, the food is in the Siddur Rabbanon, it's a separate halacha. You don't get your money back if you ate it. But if the food is in the Siddur Raisa, then you do get your money back. What's the hesber? Why do you get your money back? You paid $10 for it, you ate it, and it tasted good. Zakrib Shimon is your side. When the Torah said that food is asa bahanah, it's a chetza, that's not food. That's not food. And even though you ate it, the person sold you a steak, it was really a boot, and you ate something that was not edible. If there's somebody who will buy food that's poison and eat it, so he'll say that he doesn't get his money back. He got sick from it. And Issa Dairaisa is a chetza di sura. In Issa Drabanan is different. In Issa Drabanan, but it's not chetza di sura. In Issa Drabanan is aser because the chayv l'shmael is divrei chachamim. You have to listen to what Chavim said. It's not the same poison. The Nesivus writes there that if you eat b'shoigeg, Issa Drabanan, you don't need a kapara. There's no poison. It's only in Aveira because you have to listen to Divrei Chachamim. So, this is Rav Shimon's first yisoid, that a cheftza di surah becomes ois oichel, and that's why Isurei Hanoah have no value. Why do we say it can't be kind of Isurei Hanoah? If someone buys chametz on Pesach, it can't be kind of. Why can't it be kind of? If a friar yid walks into a supermarket and he gives a dollar and he buys a package of spaghetti on Pesach, he's not kind of. Why is he kind of? To him it's worth money. He's not from. You can tell him it's not worth anything to him. To him it's worth. Teretz says, when the Torah says that it's also Bahanoah, the Torah says it's worth zero. He thinks it's worth money. He's willing to pay for it. But really, it's worth nothing. The Divrei HaTorah create the Metzius. That's Rav Shimon's Yisai. That's Yisai number one. Yisai number two that we have to get to tomorrow, in Simin Yod, in Perek Yod of Shara Aleph. He talks about, what about a Suffolk Isser? Something which is a Suffolk Dairaisa. Is a Suffolk Dairaisa Chetzudi Yisura? Just like every Yesedai Raisa. Or is a Suffolk Dairaisa only something which is Akakafta de Gavra? The person's not allowed to get himself into Sveikas. Is it inherently Asr? Or not? And that's what Shimon talks about. I'm going to get back to that in the session tomorrow. Please, we're in the middle of it. Make sure you follow till here so that tomorrow you'll be able to follow.